This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. So, how much time do you spend at your local bank? Aside from a quick trip to the ATM once a week, I rarely step inside a bank anymore. You'd think banks would love that, right? Fewer in-person customers to deal with. But Bank of America is remaking its branches to be more customer-friendly. Think couches and iPads, among other things. Marketplace's Adrian Hill looks at how and why B of A wants to draw you back into the bank.
It feels like banks have been pushing us away for a while now. Bank in your living room. There's no need to bank at the bank. But now, Bank of America wants to get close, really close. Aditya Bastine is with the bank. He says customers want something different.
We're in a human era where their expectation of the brands that are important to them are that they're meeting their needs and they're doing it in a way that's eye to eye and human and connected and humble.
Wait, humble? Bank? Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at the University of Pennsylvania's Wharton School. She says a focus on connection and being a good guy bank makes sense.
The real key to profitability in banking is for each customer they have to get more of their money, a higher share of wallet.
And to get a higher share of wallet, she says, we need to like our bank.
You have to feel comfortable with the bank. You have to want to have repeat business with the bank.
As part of the brand overhaul, the bank is launching ATMs with tellers available to video chat. It's also going to encourage customers to set up one-on-one conversations about personal finance goals. Yep, there will be talking. Greg Sterling is an analyst at Opus Research.
What I think these banks perhaps have found is that by introducing people to new services and trying to sell them through the internet or messages on their mobile devices has not been particularly effective.
Much better to have a real person making the pitch while they're making nice. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.